रघुनंदन जय सिया राम हरे 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 रघुनंदन रघुनंदन जय सिया राम हरे रघुनंदन जय सिया राम हरे रघुनंदन रघुनंदन जय सिया राम हरे रघुनंदन जय सिया राम हरे रघुनंदन रघुनंदन जय सिया राम हरे रघुनंदन रघुनंदन जय सिया राम हरे सिया राम हरे
ओके सो वी आर सीइंग दिस अनफुलफिल्ड डिजायर आई मस्ट टेल यू दैट दिस रामचरितमानस इज really a commentary on Bhagavad Gita. And what the meaning of that is, that if Bhagavan talks about something in Bhagavad Gita, that thing is acted out in Ramayana. Bhagavad Gita becomes like the script, and Ramayana becomes like the drama on stage. So when Bhagavan says that desire leads to anger, but that is all that you see in Gita, isn't it? Kamat krodho bhi jayate. But you don't see any demonstration of that thing, you see? From desire comes anger. That is the principle it's given, the script. Just like when you have the script writer writes a script, but the actors come on the stage and they play out that. So there Bhagavan Krishna has given the script. And Bhagavan Ram here is doing the drama, yes. The whole drama is going on in this Ramayana. So some people say, but Ramayana came before Gita. So the action came before the script. Huh? Actually speaking, if you give some thought to that, you will see also that is true. All script of dramas are written because the script writers, they see life first, isn't it? First they see life, and from that life which they have witnessed and experienced, they write script, correct or not? But that also, even if you don't accept that, we still have explanation for that, no? Because Gita and Ramayana comes every? Yeah. Comes every time. So if Bhagavan is going to act out the script, say Bhagavan Ram has come before Krishna, and he's going to act out the script, he's acting the script from the previous kalpa only, isn't it? Which was written in the previous kalpa there. So the principles are laid down in Bhagavad Gita, the script is laid down, but really to see that thing in action is Bhagavad Gita. So here now, when Lord says there, kamat krodho vijayate, and this kama has several siblings. Kama has several siblings. So it depends on which one of that form of kama, which is there inside, that will determine the type of or the degree of the anger which will come in us. So one of that sibling is in karma, this sibling is called as Asha. Asha means I have some hope, you know. I hope such and such thing happens. Sometimes that hope word is also used very strong in a strong sense. Eh? Bhagavan Shankaracharya talks about Asha Pasha. The ropes of hopes. They tie us down. You know, we hope this will happen, hope that will happen, hope so many things will happen. So that one sibling is called Asha. That is also one form of desire. That second sibling is called Ichha. What is the difference between Asha and Ichha, you know? In Asha, I don't do anything. I hope, but I sit there only. I hope that this will happen or that will happen. Ichha means I do something for that thing to happen. Means I make some move. I want that to happen and I do something. But if it doesn't happen, it doesn't come through, okay, theek hai, no problem. Then that next sibling is called Kama. If that Kama is not fulfilled, I told you, all such things that will happen when Kama is not fulfilled. That last sibling, and one more is there. That last sibling is called a Trishna. Trishna means thirst, craving, pining, longing, deep desire. Means so deep. And if I don't get it, somebody will have to die or I will die. Huh? Like that. What I call Trishna. So strong it is. Thirst for that thing. Huh? Now you'll see that here. I'm telling you that all this thing is being acted out now. This is after 1, 3, 5. Punijala dik rupa nija pava tadapi hridaya santoshana ava. See from there. Shri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram. Shri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram. Shri Ram Jai Ram. Shri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram. Shri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram. Shri Ram Jai Ram. Puni jal dik roop nij paava tad pi hriday santosh na aava. Shri Ram Jai Ram. परखत अधर कोप मन माही सपदि चले कमलापति पाही श्री राम जय राम देह श्राप की मरियो जाई जगत मोर उपहास कराई चही पंथ मिले धनु जारी संगरमा सोई राजकुमारी श्री राम जय राम बोले मधुर बचन सुर साई मुनि कह चले विकल की नाई सुनत बचन उपजा अति क्रोधा माया वसन रहा मन बोधा श्री राम श्री राम जय राम जय जय राम श्री राम जय राम जय जय राम श्री राम जय राम जय जय राम सियावर रामचंद्र की जय पुनिजल देख रूप निज पावा he went second time now and he looked in that water and he saw that he had gotten back his own face
he has already given shap to these two Shiva Gana. And now he looked in that water again and he saw that he had retrieved his own Narad form. Nija Rupa. Rupa Nija Pava. Tadapi, said Tulsidasa, still, Tadapi, Hridaya Santosha Na Ava. In his heart, there was no contentment at all. So, and this is one of the things about anger is such a wonderful thing. Even if a person gets what they want, or something is removed, anger is such a thing, depending on whether we have dealt with it in our life or not. Anger is such a thing, it lingers on all by itself. Depending on how much we have really dealt with this anger, that will determine whether how long it will linger in our heart. A person who has really dealt with it and who has mastered anger, this best thing you have to see in our Gurudev. It was most wonderful. Gurudev will get angry and shout at you. And the next moment, is back to normal. He's a master of his anger. But we are mastered by our anger. That the anger comes and it goes on for a whole week, 2 weeks and all, sometimes, some whole lifetime. We are angry with somebody. That is an amazing thing. So, and in many families, you will see that. See, you all are family people, you know better than I do. No? Then husband and wife will argue and quarrel and fight, and 1 week they will not talk. Next week they are back to normal, like nothing. Like nothing happened. Yeah? And that wife, that husband had a meeting the next morning, you know. And he was not talking with that wife because they had some quarrel. So he put a note there by the reading lamp. Wake me up at 5 o'clock. I have a meeting. Next morning, 7 o'clock, he got up. He was so angry. You know, anger came more now. What is the matter with you? I told you to wake me up. A very important meeting, matter of life and death and all. You didn't wake me up. She said, I woke you up. You didn't get up. See, next to your note, I put a note. It is 5 o'clock. Get up. Next to your note there, once it's there. So that anger carried away, carried on for days, weeks and all. Now see this. Bharakata adhara. His lips tremble. You know, all these Indian soaps that you see on television, this is where they learn everything from, you know. They learn from here only. Tulsidas are describing so nicely. His lips trembled like that. When people are angry, so all you see the acting in Indian cinema, they learn all of that thing is documented already. Bharakata adhara, kopa manamai, so much of anger was there in his mind and his lips trembled. Sapadi chale kamalapati pahi, quickly he left. You see last night we were saying, what? Draupadi, yes, Sapadi. I was telling, Draupadi, he was quick-footed. Sapadi here also, same. Quickly he went there to where Bhagwan Vishnu was. He was, I will go to Vaikunth right now. And see the next line, how powerful. See that. Deho shrap ki mari ujai. I'll give him a shrap or I will die. It's premeditated shrap. Huh? He's from here, he's planning, he's not left even. I'm going there and I will give him a shrap or I will die. This thing called Trishna. This is the result of Trishna. I mean, the desire was so strong, so powerful, that person himself doesn't care if he lives after. Even that desire is not fulfilled, it was so strong in him, I will give shrap or I will die. Doesn't matter. Do you know a vast number of suicides springs from anger only? Eh? Vast number. I take revenge on all of these people because they did not want me to have this or have that. I'll show them. That is anger only. There are many suicide that come from other things, but a vast amount of it is from anger. They give up their own life also. So here he himself tells, no, I will give him sharp for sure. Then, Jagatam, and why? Not only his desire was not fulfilled, at the same time when the desire was not fulfilled, the whole world laughed at him. Even till today we are laughing. Jagata more upahasa karai. He made the whole world laugh at. So there is humiliation at the same time, and there is the dissatisfaction because the desire was not fulfilled. Then also there is the feeling of betrayal. The Lord betrayed me. He's supposed to be my benefactor. You know, he's supposed to be kripalu, dayalu, this, that. Now look what he did to me. He betrayed me also. So all sorts of, can you imagine how many things are mixed up in his mind now? The unfulfillment of the desire, then the betrayal, then humiliation because the whole world laughed at him. And these two Shiva Ganas, they did not make it easy because they were being sarcastic. And then they'll go and tell Shiva also. And Shiva is the first one who told him, don't go on. So that message will go back to Lord Shiva. All sorts of things he'll be thinking in his mind. So, while going there to Vaikuntha, now he thought, I'll go there and I'll surely give him a sharp. Bichahi pant mile danujari. In midway now on that path, he didn't have to reach Vaikuntha also. Midway in that path, he met Bhagavan Vishnu there. And see now, the rage and the fire in him must have grown even more now. What he saw? Bhagavan Vishnu. Rama on one side and Rajkumari on the other side. He's going with two of them. Look at his fellow. His rage would have gotten so much more, isn't it? I wanted one wife. He took two. And I have none. Sanga Rama Soi Rajakumari. And Rajkumari on one side, Rama on one side. Bo, and then now see, worse again. Bole Madhura Bachana Surasai. Bhagavan spoke in nice, sweet words, as though nothing happened. Bhagavan is speaking like that. Huh? Like he did nothing, like nothing happened, like, you know. Meanwhile, this other person is burning with anger, rage here. And Bhagavan is speaking nice, soft words. The Buddha used to also teach about this thing. When somebody else is expressing anger towards you and you don't take, or they're expressing anything bad towards you and you don't take it, then what happened? That other person, it increases in them, isn't it? So Bhagavan is speaking such sweet words, a Madhura Bachan. Huh? And then he said, Muni, kaha chale? Where are you going? Bikala ki nai me. Your mind seems so disturbed. What is the matter with you? You don't pretend you don't know. What? Like he might be telling that, isn't it? You're pretending you don't know. What is the matter with me? This must have really, I could just imagine the whole scene there. Sunata bachana upaja ati krodha. That, see, I just told you. Listening to his disposition now, this krodha even became more. Maya basa. Now taken over by his maya. Maya basa. Naraha mana bodha. No awareness, no propriety, no. Nothing, no dharma, no knowledge, no nothing left in his mind because he's taken over by this maya. See how? What is it? What is the order there? The order is maya, which is called agnyan. From that maya, individuality is born. Individuality. From that individuality, me and mine. Me and mine. Mama and aham. Aham and mama. Me and mine. Not aham and mama. See now, where does the word moha come in there? Moha, at this level, and agnyan, they are one and same. So agnyan or maya or moha, when we say, at that level, one and same. From that, individuality is born. From individuality, Ahaman, Mama. Ahaman, Mama comes, then there's desire, because I want to preserve my individuality. There's a desire or not? To preserve the individuality. So the desire is there, even at that level. And then, when I look out into the world, because the individuality is there, there's a feeling of incompleteness. When in fact I'm complete, because I'm not an individual, I'm one with a whole limitless reality. And now I'm taking myself to be an individual. So there's a feeling of incompleteness. I'm a complete being, but I've held myself to be something other than what I am. So the moment I hold myself to be something other than what I am, that other thing is apurna. I am purna, but I am holding myself to be apurna, not full, not total, not complete. Because of that now, I have a desire to make myself complete. That basic desire leads to all other desires. I desire this to make myself complete, that to fulfill, you know, my feeling of completeness. I need so many things. So, this causes me now to look out into the world to see, you know, which things will make me complete, full, total. Well, instead of looking inside to see that will make me complete, I'm looking outside. So now Narada is taken over by this. He was looking in the wrong direction. And you know, if you just do a little bit of reflection, you see, you go back a little bit, you'll see where this whole thing started. Where he had acquired something in life, where he was able to conquer kam, krodh, lobh, and he usurped the credit. This whole thing started from there, isn't it? He usurped that credit. That credit goes to me. When all the gods themselves, they realized that was the blessings of the Lord, yeah. But he took the credit. The moment we do that, then the downward spiral comes. So now, he kept going down, 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 all the way now. And this desire really made a fool of him. And it became so strong that he is ready to. And when we have that type of desire and it is thwarted, when it is thwarted, any other thing that comes there, it makes it even more. So now the Bhagwan also is speaking so sweet words and all. And where are you going with this? You look so disturbed now. What is the matter with you? Now, the plethora of insults that ensue. You see some of them. When a person gets angry like that, he doesn't care Bhagwan, Bhakta, did that, nothing. He is just going. If he is prepared to give his own life, what he'll care about? Other people. He doesn't care. So a whole string of insults now he gives to the Lord himself. Parasampada sakahu nahi dekhi. You cannot bear to see other people prosper. He tells Bhagwan. How many things the person forgets? That all prosperity really belongs to Bhagwan. So do you see what he's telling? How worldly his mind has become. He thinks only now prosperity belongs to others. You cannot bear to see other people prosper. And to see them get anything. Tumhare irisha, your jealousy, kapat, your fraud and deceit. Biseshi, is you have special jealousy and fraud and all that. It's of a higher order. Like that. How many things he's telling to? That is why I tell people, you know, I don't know how you practice. But over the years, I've been trying to practice. When I get angry, the best thing to do is shut up. Because you're getting yourself deeper into trouble. Best thing is to be
quiet. Wait till that thing.
Go away. No, see, he didn't follow this simple thing. No, he did. Already, inside he has been infested with so much of wrong understanding things, this, that, and all, anger and all. Now his mouth also is. Then he gives example. Also. He's also very astute, you know. He gives it. Matat Sindhu Rudrahi Bhaurayahu. You sent Shiva crazy. No, he started telling all things which he did know. You made all devas, asuras and all churn that ocean. And when poison came, you told, go and call Lord Shiva, he'll drink. Why didn't you drink? See what you do to other people also. How many things? Surana Prairi Bishapana Karayahu. And you made this these devatas churn and you gave that poison. Asura, you made the devatas the asuras drink wine. And you and Lord Shiva? Bisha Sankara. You make Lord Shiva drink poison. This is what you do. Apuhi Rama. Mani Charu. And when Rama came out, and that Kastuba and that jewel you took. Poison you gave to? And wine and all you gave to them when they came. When good thing, nice thing came, you took. The idea is, a person in anger, again, he sees everything upside down. And he will twist anything to suit his. He cannot see. Swarat sadha kutil tuma sadha kapata vyabaharu. Everything you do is only selfish. You're steeped in selfishness. That is your... And always engage in some treacherous type of activity and all. That's what you do. Parama svatantrana sira para koi. You're supremely free, independent. And nobody could touch you. So you feel you're too great. Because nobody could touch you. Bhavai manahi karahi tuma soya. As you feel, you do. Bhalahi mand mandehi bhala karahu. You make good into bad and bad into good at your whim and fancy. So, actually, this also is showing a refusal. And this is all our gunas and all. The guna here, durgun here, which we have, we refuse to see the good in things. Like, for example, this is the durgun which we have. If there is one black spot here, we see only the black spot, and we never see the rest of the thing. Human beings have that knack of doing that. That good, our eyes catches the bad first. This problem we have. So whatever the Lord does, the Lord will do for a reason. They'll not be just did like that, you know, by whim and fancy. There will be a perfectly good reason. That's why we say when we read Shastras, there is something called uha poha vichakshanaha. Reading the Shastras, we are supposed to see how that thing is right, not how it is wrong. But we quickly read to see how it is wrong. We have how to disprove that. We should see how to prove it. But human beings quickly gravitate towards that side first, towards the negative, the wrong, the fault, the defect, the blemish. That we'll see first. The other good things and all we'll not see. So instead of thinking, Bhagavan, like how Nara is telling you, do this, you do that. The Lord has a perfectly good reason for doing whatever he does. That we should spend our time trying to figure out. Bismaya harasha nahiya kachu darahu. And you just do it. You make good into bad, bad into good. You change things around, do whatever you want. And you are not perturbed in any way. You're not perturbed by, gain and loss and this and that. Grief and anything. You just do. Dahaki, dahaki, paricheu, sabakahu, ati, asanka, manasada, uchahu. It means you go on deceiving everybody and doing all that you want at your own by your own whim and fancy. Karma, subha, asubha, tumahi na badha. You don't hold anything to be subha or asubha. There is no, what you call, hesitation on your part. Aba lagi tumahi na kahu sadha. But I tell you, bhale bhavana aba bayana dina to, you see, like that. Like today you have messed with fire. What strong thing, you know. Today you have messed with fire, I'm going to. Because you think too much of yourself. Narad. Once a man walked into my room, I was staying in a little room in Banaras. And then Ganga Pari was so blissful and all. And I had a nice Hanumanji on my wall. This fellow belonged to Buddhism or something. I don't know, some religion. He looked, when he walked in first time, he saw that Hanuman on the wall. And he burst out a big laugh. You pray to that? This was his expression. And he laughed loudly. I said, look here. He by whose power you can laugh, you laugh at him. His mouth became. That made him reflect, you know. From that day he never said anything. See this, Narad. He by whose power he's doing whatever he's doing, he's using that same power now to turn on that same Bhagwan. Amazing thing. You're messed with fire. Are, who gave you the power to give sharp in? If you're going to give sharp, who gave? But he's not realizing. This is what moha again does to that person. He doesn't realize. Amazing thing. So, power huge phala apani kina. Today you will reap the result of what you have done. Whatever thing you have done. Banchahi mohi javani dhari deha soitanu dharahu shapa mama eha. That you gave me this form, you know, this monkey form. So this form now you yourself will have to use in the shop. He says, Kapi akriti tum kini thamari hari hai kis sahaya tumhari. You will have to take this same form to help you in future. So Bhagwan, Narada is giving this sharp to the Lord. And that's how Bhagwan had to use all of these monkeys to help him find Sitaji and all. Now, there's one line there. And I don't know if anybody has come across any stories. I have not come across. But the one line is says, Banchehu mohi javani dhari deha soitanu dharahu sharpa mama eha. But Tulsidaji also, he's very good at couching language in a certain way. That you will have to take the same form that appears like that. That you will have to take the same form one day. But Bhagwan will have to take a monkey form. But he says, Soitanu dharahu, that dharahu word can be interpreted. You will have to take the same form or you will have to take the help of the same form. Not that you will have to become a monkey, but you will have to take the help of monkeys. Like that. Sharp, this is my sharp. Kapi akriti tumahi kini hamari karihahi kis sahai. You'll have to take the help. A sahai word is help. Mama apakar kina tumabhari nari biraha tumabhoba dukhari. Today, you caused a great sorrow to me because you separated the love of my life from me. He had fallen in love with that Rajkumari. So, and you caused that separation and you caused me so much of sorrow so that you also will be separated from your princess and you will have to suffer the same fate. Now see Bhagwan, how wonderfully in the Doha, the Lord also. So that's why he calls us Kripanidhan.
श्राप शीस धरि हर सिहिया प्रभु बहु बिनती की नो रामा प्र प्रभु बहु विनती कीनी निज माया के प्रबलता करशि कृपा निधि लीन सियावर राम चंद्र वर जय शरण शंकर हरि ओम जय जय सिया राम।
श्राप सीस धरि हरषि हिय भगवान टुक दि श्राप ऑन हिम ऑन हिज ओन हेड वेरी हैप्पीली हैप्पीली टुक दि श्राप ऑन हिज प्रभु बहु विनती कीनी एंड ही मेड supplications to Narad, request and all. Narad, don't hold me in mind and this and that. Don't be so angry. Nijamaya kai prabalata karashi kripanidhi leenhi. In other words, he was the one who did the whole thing in the first place to bring this. Bhagwan also has to find some excuse to come here now. So he's writing this script from long back. He did the whole thing. So I told you, in our action, we say in English language and all, we say we kill two birds with one stone. Bhagwan kills 100 birds with one stone, 1,000,000 birds with one stone. When he does this thing, how many things he gets achieved at one and the same time? So he does this thing through Narad. At the same time, he reforms Narad. At the same time, he teaches all of posterity, even today, 10,000 years later, whatever number of years, we are still reading to try to figure out what is the mechanism by which Krodha comes. How are we tied to this world through moha, through delusion? What is the nature of this world and what role the Lord plays in all of things which are going on? So he's taught so many a lesson through this. Now, when he takes the sharp also, he comes. And when he comes, he is able to bless all the rishis, to fulfill all the boons given to so many in the past, to remove rakshasas, so many things he'll be able to do all in one stroke. We can hardly achieve, kill one bird in one stone. But the Lord, so this whole thing through his own maya, he only did it. Jab hari maya duri nivari. Now see the next line. Bhagwan removed his maya. Jab Hari Maya Duri Nivari, when the Lord removed his Maya now from Narad. Then, Nahi Taha Rama Na Raja Kumari. Rama was not there. Lakshmi. Not also that Raja Kumari. Nobody is there now. Bhagwan standing alone with Narad. Tab Muni, then Narad eyes opened. Now Maya went away. Then, Tava Muni Ati Sabhita Hari Charana. With great fear in his heart now, he fell on the feet of Hari. He was thinking, my God, what did I do now? So scared. He's scared now. But fear is better than desire. Because with desire, I become blind. Fear drives me to Bhagwan. You know, when you'll see this. When I become scared, especially if I'm scared I'm going to die, I'm scared I'll get this thing, I'm scared I'll get that thing, I quickly start praying, isn't it? Or I'm scared of the dark. And, oh Lord, please help me now. You're the only one who can help. When a person becomes scared, that will more easily drive him to Bhagwan, because of fear. That which is okay. That is why is when you want to get something done, use sama, dana, bheda. In that bheda, fear is there. In that bheda, fear is there. It is a means also to drive a person to God. But calm is very, very dangerous. Both are durgun, but one durgun is better than the. So have you heard the lesser of two evils? The lesser of the two evils, there's bhaya, fear. That is better. It can drive a person to Bhagwan very fast, or faster than karma can drive a. In fact, that karma will drive the person away from Bhagwan. Because when his mind gets taken up with some object of this world, he forgets Lord and all. So while both will be negative, Bhaya and Kama, Bhaya is still better. So now with great fear in his heart, he fell on the feet of the Lord. And that's what he should have done in the beginning itself, isn't it? But no, he thought he superseded the Lord. So now, Gahe Pahi Pratarati Harana. Please, Prabhu, you save me. Pai, pai. Try. Save me. Mrisha ho mama shrapa kripala. Mrisha ho mama shrapa kripala. Mama itcha ihe dina deala. Aka dina deala. Don't worry, Narad. Don't worry. This was my itcha. This was my desire. I put this whole thing in place. Only you fell victim to it. What did the Lord has put everything in place already. We fall victim to it. That's why it said, you know, look here. You just minus yourself from the world a little bit. Just minus yourself from the world. Suppose you can see yourself before you were born. And you're looking at this world, right? You will see all human beings doing what they're doing. And your introduction into the world really would not make any difference. The world will continue. Who has put that whole thing in motion? You only. I mean, Lord only. Because you, from outside you are looking, here is the whole jagat going on. Everything is transpiring as it is supposed to. And you are looking from above. When you are introduced into it now, that is exactly what you should say. The whole thing is going on all by His? By His grace. We come and think we are a prime mover. We move everything. We don't realize that we ourselves are being moved. We think we are a great mover of things. But Bhagavan says, this whole thing is mama iccha, that phrase is there. Mama iccha. He says, bina Bhagavan ki iccha, hil na sake ek patta. Not one leaf can shake without the Lord's will or wish. This thing we have to come to realize. Main durvachan kahe bahu tere kaha muni paap mitahi kimi mere. Prabhu, I said so many bad things. Look how many insults I gave to you. How can I remove this thing? This was the fear, you know, that I have said so many things. One very nice thing which has happened inside of us. So Bhagavan has made this world so nicely for us. We just have to pay little attention. The delusion went away from Narada's mind. The Rama went away. Rajkumari went away. That whole city, everything went away. But Narada's memory of what he has done, that thing did not go away. But that is important for our transformation or not. If we forget what we have done, then transformation will not come. He remembered, Prabhu, I said so many things about you. All things which I did. So while all the effects of the Maya and everything went away, this memory did not go. And I told you in the beginning also, on the first day, I was telling, the first step for any transformation is to recognize what I have done. So the Lord actually, even in the end now of this whole katha, he's still blessing him by making him retain that memory of what he has done while every other thing has gone. He still retains that memory because that is essential for our transformation. So there's still a blessing. That is how the Lord's compassion is so wonderful. He blesses us all the way, but we don't recognize. In the end, he's still blessing him. Then, Kone, Japahu Jai Sankara Sata Nama. He said, you go now. Because Narada is asking, how I can remove the effect of all what I have said? You know, I've done so many bad things. All wrong things I have said and insulted you and anything, everything. So Narada first, don't worry. This is all my Icha I have done. But I'll tell you. Japahu Jai Sankara Sata Nama. You go and chant the 100 names of Lord Shiva. That Tulsi Daji also is so good, I tell you. Go and chant, say Satanama. So that meaning can be seen from two sides. Go and chant the name of Shankar Bhagavan 100 times. Or go and chant the 100 names of Bhagavan Shankar 100 times. All anyway, you can see that phrase. The idea is, look, go on chanting the 100 names of Bhagavan Shankar, or go on chanting the names of the Lord 100 times over and over. All the effects of all these bad things which you have done, they will. Hoihi hridayat turata bishrama. Your heart will get peace, eternal peace. And then he tells a nice line there, which he reiterates way down in Sundarkand at the end. Bhagavan tells also, he tells here also, he says, Kohu nahi siva samana priya more, asi paratiti tajahu jani bhore. That there is nobody who is dear to me as Lord Shiva. Bhagavan is telling. And nobody who is dear to me as Lord Shiva. And then nobody can achieve me or reach me by showing any disrespect to. If you show disrespect to Lord Shiva, we can never reach Bhagavan. This thing is there in Ramayana. Tulsidashi was one of those social reformers also, who was able to bring about a great amalgamation between Vaishnavism and Shaivism. These two things, because the society was reeling under the weight of this separation between these two. So, and you know, today also, it has worked so well through this Ramayana and through the efforts of the sages and all. It works so well. There's absolutely no problem between Vaishnavs and Shaivites. They're just as in Trinidad, there's one wonderful bhajan. I don't know if it was composed outside or where, but it is very popular in Trinidad. Aao baitho japo harinam Shivaji ke mandir mein. Aao baitho japo harinam Shivaji ke mandir mein. Hey, you come in this Shivaji mandir, sit down and chant the name of Hari. It's very popular. Every child will sing it there also. So how that thing has come down and has gone to societies and communities all over the globe and all. The oneness between Vaishnavism and Shaivism. So it comes through lines like these which appear throughout this Ramayana. So Bhagavan is telling, hey, you can't show any disrespect to Lord Shiva and reach me. That is not possible. So you go and chant the name of Lord Shiva. So Lord Vishnu is advising the bhakta, go and chant the name of Lord Shiva. Don't go and chant my name, chant his name. What a most wonderful thing. Asa paratiti tajahu jani bore. You cannot reach me without or show any disrespect to Lord Shiva and reach me. Jehi parakripa nakarahi purari. He on whom Lord Shiva did not shower his grace. If Lord Shiva doesn't shower his grace on you, So na pava muni bhagati hamari. You cannot ever have devotion to me. Means for you to have devotion to me, you first have to get the grace of Lord Shiva, like that. Asa uradhari mahi bicharahu jai ab na tumahi maya nirai. Like this, you remember Narad and go about your business in this world. In any case, you were roaming from place to place. You go. Never forgetting this thing. Abatumai maya nirai means that maya will not ever again overwhelm you. Maya will not ever again take you over. Bahubidi munihi prabodhi prabhu tababhaye antarathan. The Lord, in this way, he counseled Narad, assured him and everything, blessed him, and told him also that maya will not take you again. And he sent him, and the Lord disappeared. Satyalok Narad chale karataram gunagan. And Narad went to Satyalok, chanting the name of Ram and the glories of Ram. This is Narad Moha Prasanga, where he learned the lesson in the hard way. Human beings can learn lesson easy way, or we can learn lesson hard way, right? So easy way is what? Well, we saw Narad suffering. We saw his suffering. So study the scriptures and make sure that we don't fall into the same pothole
into the same kupa, bhava kupa, isn't it? So that is the easy way to make sure that you don't fall. Hard way, you know, like you're telling somebody, "Hey, don't touch that pot, it is hot." So the easy way, you listen to his words, you take it on with Shraddha and say, "Okay, I will not touch." Hard way is what? So this, have you seen that verse? Totra vetrai kapane, Bhagwan is called. Have you seen that phrase? Totra vetrai kapane, that one line is there in the Gita Dhyanam. He's the one with the whip in his hand. So kya hai? Do cheez hai. Ek Bhagwan hai. Aur dusra? The whip. So the easy way is Bhagwan, you know, direct. Hard way is if we don't take Bhagwan, then we have to take the whip. The whip is his maya. When Arjuna and Duryodhan, they go to choose, Arjuna chooses Bhagwan. Duryodhan chooses the army. That is his maya. So we either choose the Lord or we choose his maya. So we do like, so that time, Narad had, see, I told you, or usually all of these start with one little thing, holding on to the truth at the most opportune moment. If Dhritarashtra had held on to the truth that this kingdom belongs to the Pandavas, give it. Whole thing, finish. Okay. If Narad had held on to the truth that anything in this world is only because of the glory of Bhagwan, because of the Lord. If he had held on to that at that point, whole thing. But he made that slip and put his foot on the other side. It is because of my glory. Like that. The whole tradition. Actually, the tradition is very simple. It's just we go on, you know, recklessly making choices, recklessly choosing the wrong path and all. This is the problem. And because of that, we get ourselves into big trouble. Okay, this morning Amma was asking me if I will finish. It is exactly 11:30 in this clock, in this watch. Yes. So, nicely. Now see, don't get too stressed out also. Oh my Lord, suppose I become like Narad. You know, you don't go and say, "I'm so worried tomorrow I may make a slip like Narad." I know you get stressed because of that. No. You take this little prasang here, this episode, you study it again, and pray to Bhagwan, "Prabhu, please guide me every day so that I don't fall into this bhava kupa like Narad. I put my life in your hands." And go on being vigilant and see that, you know, watch every step. You know, there's a wonderful founder of the RSS, you know, Hedgay. What is the first name? Founder of the RSS. Yeah? No. His last name is Hedgay. I forget his first name. Huh? Yes. Keshav Baliram. At one point, I was reading, you know, long ago. I used to be in this Swayamsevak Sangha also. It is said if you are a Swayamsevak, you're always a Swayamsevak. I'm still a Swayamsevak, that means. I used to be a Swayamsevak at one time. I read one in one of his books. He was walking. And that disciple was following. And they were walking on a small plank like this. They had to cross a little river, a little drain or something. And they were walking on that plank. And that disciple was walking behind him and told him, "Guruji, be careful. You'll slip and fall." Because the plank was just narrow only. They had to walk across. And with the power and the way it is written in there in the presentation also, "I will never fall. I will certainly not fall." That type of conviction will only come with an enormous, a tremendous amount of awareness. Eh?
that I will not step my foot on that side, or that I will stay. He can only say it because he is so fully aware. But like I just said, we go about recklessly, you know, doing this, doing that, and we fall all the time. Recklessly making choices and all that. But that awareness is very, very important. Narad is such a great rishi. But to slip and see, quick, you know how the Prashamsa got the better of him? Quickly to see that this thing, this acquisition is so solely because of the grace of Bhagwan. That little slip he made. And the Prashamsa made him feel, I did it. Right there, the slip. All right. Only when you are really grounded in the tradition and grounded in shastras and satsang and all of these things, you're able to keep that vigilance, you know. That's why you should be there everywhere in satsang, to keep that vigilance. All right. Well, I hope that in these few days that you are here, you also became a little bit more vigilant about your own life. And so you can continue on your journey. And I keep saying that marga should also be sukha. The gati, the goal also is sukha, but the marga also should be sukha. Go nicely. Don't go with stress and tension and all. Otherwise, people will say he's going to that ashram, you know. Look at his face. Bapare. Go nicely along the path. Okay. So now we'll have announcements and